the social life was quite hectic sometimes. For the first year, I went there from about till about 1941. It was all male staff, all young lads about 18, 19, 20. Lots of them came from either Enfield Grammar School or from the Latimer School in Edmonton. Well, then, about 1941, they started bringing in a few girls to be lab assistants. Well, you can imagine that young lads, as we were, that set the cat among the pigeons, to coin a phrase. Oh, there were several finished up as got married. Of course, when the girls arrived, there was no end of little petty jealousies and intrigue going on. What's she walking down the long walk with him for? Cough, what's he got that I haven't got? And all this sort of stuff. But the what we did do then, at the time, a certain gentleman, Victor Sylvester, I think his name was on the radio, teaching people via radio and a book that he published. You had to have the book as well. How to dance, the ordinary ballroom dancing, quick step, foxtrot, tango, waltz and all that. We lads in the office got together and said, let's form a dancing club. Every Wednesday night, we go along to this, it was an old army drill hall, actually. The girls from the office joined in, and we came down from the lab. Every Wednesday night, we had this little dancing club, as we called it. And, everybody, even the superintendent's daughter came along. The Home Guard was established then, and it wasn't unknown for us to arrive, some of us to arrive still wearing these great big army boots and start tripping the like fantastic in the army boots, much to the disgust of one or two of the girls. But I always remember those days. And then we also organised lab hikes with the staff. You know, once again, it made all the difference once the girls arrived to the social atmosphere of the place. We used to go out and get the train from Waltham Cross out to parts of Hertfordshire and Ware, and go for a country ramble and take picnics. Oh, great, great fun was had by all. And of course, we were the only ones to be seen anywhere because being in a reserved occupation, there weren't many young lads about then. Oh, I've still got lots of photographs taken of those, the old lab hike days. Got a photograph somewhere of the whole group outside the lab.